Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your chef host. Here's what's happening with me. I received a personal letter from First Lady Michelle Obama. More on that later. This past Saturday, I attended the SoFab grand opening. I watched a cooking demonstration by Chef Tenny Flynn. Tune in to hear more. I had a fabulous lunch with my dad at Dominica, and you can listen to hear about our delicious meal. On Sunday, I worked at the St. Bernard Gives Back Sweets and Treats Gala at the Sylvia Gilliatt Estate. I can't wait to share more. This past week in Culinary Arts at NOCA, we've been making French macaroons, and we've been freestyled. I'll tell you more in a bit. Now I'm super pumped to introduce our special guest, Diana Rice, of the Kids Cook Monday. Diana K. Rice, RD, is a registered dietitian on staff with the Kids Cook Monday and non-profit initiative of the Monday Campaigns. In her role, Diana writes and speaks on the many benefits of introducing children to culinary and nutrition education and works to provide parents and educators with high-quality resources to aid in the process. She's also an advocate for the many social and health benefits of regular family dinners. At the Monday Campaigns, Diana also manages the nutrition-related elements of the organization's largest initiative, Meatless Monday, and works with partners to help them best utilize the nonprofit's free concepts, resources, and materials. She lives in Jersey City, New Jersey, where she spends most of her spare time cooking and gardening. Miss Diana, thank you so much for being a guest on the show, and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Thanks so much for having me, Eliana.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, the Kids Cook Monday is just a great organization that promotes families eating together as well as other initiatives. So can you share more about the organization's mission and your latest campaign with the National PTA?
Absolutely. So, as you mentioned, we really have two goals, and that's both to promote children's culinary skills and the many benefits of regular family dinners. And mostly we do this through what we call our hallmark resource, the Family Dinner Date. This is a resource that we come out with every single week, and it's totally free. It comes out as a newsletter, which you can sign up for on kidscookmonday.org. It's also on our website and all of our social media channels. And we also work with a lot of partners who share the resource on their own channels. And what it does is just a simple family-friendly recipe. Family meals are about so much more than just cooking and nutrition. That's a really important part of it. But we also really try to include content that makes this a date night experience for the whole family. So in addition to a simple family-friendly recipe, we also have cooking tips and nutrition facts, and as well cultural facts about the recipe, a worksheet for kids, and a family dinner conversation starter because, you know, after you're done cooking, you know, the most important part is sitting around the family dinner table and sharing a meal together. Actually, for those of you who are listening live, this week we're featuring your recipe, Eliana, for Creole Pasta Primavera, which appears in your cookbook. So your listeners can head on over to kidscookmonday.org to check that out and see all the family dinner date content that is going to go along with your recipe. Now, for our latest campaign with the PTA, our goal is to help schools create what we're calling a school culture where family meals are the norm. Kids are so busy these days, and we really want to help families realize, you know, it's okay to slow down a little bit and have regular family meals together, and it can actually be really easy and fun. So we're helping schools adopt the healthy habit of families cooking and eating together by helping them kick off the Kids Cook Monday with a fun launch event at the school. We did this with a school in Brooklyn, New York, where the Kids Cook Monday is based. And, I led the parents and kids in the evening hours in a really fun cooking activity. We made two recipes. I talked about all the benefits of family meals and the ways that parents and kids can cook together, you know, what's safe for the kids to do, what steps are more important for the parents to do. And then what we hope to establish in schools is that schools can become a Kids Cook Monday school. and they can share our free newsletter resources and other resources, whether that's on the school website or maybe kids can take them home in their backpacks. You know, all of our resources are free, and just anything to help the school become a place where having regular family meals is normal for everyone there.
Wow, that is great. You're doing so much. Like, that's really, really awesome. And, you know, I also think that, you know, family dinners are just super important. And, you know, you're cooking together and you're having fun together, but you're also, you know, sitting down and having a meal together. So that part is really important. You know, you're talking about your day, what's going on, and you really get to have family time. It's not, you know, all sitting down, you know, in different areas of the house or in front of a TV and all eating different kinds of foods or whatever. You know, that's really the important part, is sitting down and having dinner together.
Yeah, the conversation that flows, and, you know, it really helps everyone stay connected. And, you know, parents report knowing more about their kids' lives. Kids report being less stressed. That's really important at that age. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Now, and I also have a simple slogan that's start your week off right, make Monday family night. And can you explain the slogan and why it's so important that families eat together at least once or twice a week?
Definitely. So your listeners might be wondering, you know, what's up? Why are they calling it the Kids Cook Monday? What's so special about Monday? And there's actually a lot that's special about Monday. You mentioned in the intro that I also work on Meatless Monday, and the nonprofit that runs both of these campaigns, Meatless Monday and Kids Cook Monday, is called the Monday Campaigns. And everything that we do is founded on research, you know, done by academic researchers at universities that shows that Monday is the healthiest day of the week. Monday is the day that everybody, whether they know it or not, has making healthy choices on their minds. You know, whether, you know, for a lot of adults, you know, they might want to start a diet on a Monday after, you know, a long weekend, or Monday's a great day to start a new exercise routine if you're going to really try and stick with that habit. So we're really trying to take advantage of that mentality on Mondays and give people the resources they need to make that healthy choice. So in addition to, you know, the Monday research that we're really supportive of, there's also so much research that shows the benefits of introducing kids to culinary education and family dinners. When kids know how to cook or learn how to cook from a young age, they will make healthier choices when they're adults. You know, they won't necessarily be going to the fast food line when, you know, they've got their first apartment or something like that. They know how to cook because they learn from their mom and dad or from an after school program. And then they also get all these benefits from the regular family meals, which are not just that the food tends to be more nutritious when it's a family meal. You know, think about, you're not heating up a TV dinner or ordering pizza necessarily.
Exactly. Right.
But there's all these social benefits that come along with regular family meals, too. I mentioned that kids feel less stressed. But also, kids tend to perform better in school when they have regular family meals. You know, parents feel more connected to their kids, and kids actually are less likely to try drugs and alcohol when they're having regular family meals with their parents, because they know their family's values, and they know that it would be really important to their mom and dad that they not try those things.
Wow. I mean, there's so many great benefits to that. I love that. And, you know, I also love, you know, that's what I really encourage too, is just to eat together, you know, and cook together. It's just super important. And, you know, my family and I, we always, you know, eat together. We very, very rarely, you know, eat separately. I mean, that, like, is almost never happens. You know, we always, like, every night we just sit down and we have this nice meal and we talk and, you know, have a conversation. And, it, you know, it's really nice, rather than, you know, families that, you know, go in their room, you have to go in the room, you go in the living room and whatever, and you're eating the frozen food out of the freezer.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was your age, I couldn't wait for my parents to get home, and then we could catch up, and I just felt really connected to them.
Exactly. You have
dinner.
All these stories from school or whatever throughout your day. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to tell them when I come home.
Yeah,
I know. Really. I love doing that. And yeah, kids, you know, like you said, they have like the whole you do better in school and all that, and also, like you said, you tend to start off better than the, you know, beginning of the week. A lot of people say, you know, it's beginning of the week, I'll start over.
Yeah, definitely. So Monday's a great day for it. I mean, of course, we hope that families are able to have family dinners, you know, 5 or 7 times a week, like maybe your family does. But for a family that really isn't regularly in the habit, 1 or 2 times a week is really great,
too. It's a good
start. Some research, research
even
really shows.
Yeah, and you can, you know, go on from that. That's really awesome.
Yeah, you can build on it once you are into the habit.
Exactly. Well, explore the world through your kitchen while we take a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at KidChefEliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with Diana Rice of the Kids Cook Monday. Now, let's find out more about you personally, Miss Diana. What is your favorite dish to cook, and what's your favorite dish to eat?
Oh, what a tough question. I just love food so much, and I love cooking so much. But my favorite dish to cook would probably be homemade pizza from scratch, because you can really just customize it and make it your own. You can make it really healthy. You know, people tend to think that pizza is not very healthy, but you can make it with a whole grain crust, and maybe just a little bit of cheese and lots of vegetables. So that's one of my favorite things to cook at home, and I probably make it almost like Friday is pizza night in my house, and I probably make it every week. Yeah, it's really good.
And
it's great. You know, it's great. It's a great thing for a family to get involved with, you know. What kid doesn't love pizza? So if your mom and dad say, okay, we're going to make pizza this week, but you can make it healthy, you know. It doesn't have to be the double pepperoni, you know. And to eat, I just love, I think, fresh seafood. That's one of the things that I really love to eat in a restaurant when I can get it.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when it's really fresh and delicious. And it's just, you can't get it any better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, pizza, and I'm actually going to have that, like, for dinner tomorrow, you know, Friday night. It's going to be so good. But, you know, you can make it really versatile. And a lot of times, I would just decide, you know, not even to do cheese. Sometimes I just do like a little olive oil, more like a flatbread where I do like olive oil, garlic, and like tons of veggies on it. And it's like so delicious. And you don't even miss the meat or anything.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's really easy. Great. Now, can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
Sure. Although I have to start out with a disclaimer of do not try this at home. So do you know this recipe? It's really popular online, and it's for ice cream that only uses frozen bananas.
No, I do not.
It's really cool. Really? You basically just freeze bananas, and all you need to do is put them in a blender, and it really turns into like an ice cream consistency. So when I first heard about it, I thought it was such a neat idea, and I invited a bunch of friends over to make it. But I guess I froze my bananas, like they were in the freezer for too long, so they were really cold and really hard. So the blender was not really blending them very well. And this is where the disclaimer is that certainly no kid should try this at home, but I don't even think any adult should try this at home. I was trying to push the bananas down towards, you know, the blender blade with a plastic spoon. while the blender was on. So this is just something that people really, I don't recommend that you should do. I hit the spoon onto the spinning blender blade, and I was like, oh, oops, oh no, but I didn't really think anything of it. And then, you know, I put the spoon away, and I just did it the regular way like you're supposed to, and I made the ice cream. And I served it to my friends, and everybody thought it was really cool until people started getting this crunch. And it was little pieces of the plastic spoon that the blender had chopped off. And so even though this recipe was so cool and healthy, nobody wanted to eat it because there were little pieces of spoon in it. So that's what another reason I don't recommend trying it at home.
I wouldn't either.
But you can avoid that by just only freezing the bananas for like a couple of hours instead of overnight.
Yeah, or if you accidentally do overfreeze them, turn it off, push it down with, like a metal spoon, and then, cover it. Do that. Yeah, definitely right. Don't do that. I don't think I would, be happy with that either.
No, nope, it wasn't good.
At least it's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you thought it was going to be super fun and it was going to be good. So, I bet you still had fun.
It was fun. It was a learning experience, definitely.
Well, definitely. Well, now let's talk about unusual foods. What's the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
So for unusual foods, something that's becoming really popular, I don't know if you're listening or have heard of it, but it's this trend of using cricket flour in foods. It's a really high protein flour, and it's made out of crickets, which is interesting. So I've tried some cookies that were made with cricket flour. They just tasted like regular cookies. Nothing wrong with them. But knowing that there's crickets in there, you're kind of like, ooh, this is weird. That would probably be one of the weirdest things I've eaten.
Right. It's like in disguise.
Yeah. And then the other thing is that it's a cookie, and, that's kind of a dessert. You don't need to get a lot of protein from your desserts. In my opinion, as a nutritionist, you need to only have desserts in moderation and get your protein from your regular meals. Fun.
It's something different. Mm-hmm. Maybe I think it's just the thought that kind of like, oh, I don't know if I want to think about it. But if somebody just served it to you and said, here's a chocolate chip cookie, you'd be like, oh, that's a chocolate chip cookie. I'm going to eat that.
Right.
But
I
ate it and someone told me, I'd probably be like a little creeped out and like, oh,
exactly.
Cricket.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, I have seen that, the cookies with the cricket flour. And I don't know if I would, get that myself, but I mean, if I saw it, maybe, but
I think I'm open to trying almost any food. Right. I can't think of a food that I wouldn't try, so why not?
Yeah, exactly. I do that, but I think it's just the fact that it's an insect, and I'm not very fond of insects or bugs in general. So, got to wrap your mind around that. So, when you're not busy with the Kids Cook Monday, what's your favorite pastime?
I think, like I said, really anything that has to do with food or cooking or gardening is really important to me. When I'm not at work working on the Kids Cook Monday, I'm at home cooking dinner or it's just about time to start planting my garden, which I'm really excited about. I love grocery shopping, too. So it's just food, food, food for me.
I feel like it's the same food. It's always centered around food. No, but I also have a garden too, so I love that you have a garden. In my garden, we have all kinds of herbs, and right, it just like rained for like a week straight, and now the garden is just so bushy and beautiful. It's like luscious, and we don't even know it. We have so many herbs. We're like, what do we do with this? It's like crazy.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, we have so much mint. The mint leaves are like giant, like the paw. It's like the palm of your hand.
It grows like a weed, doesn't it? Yeah.
It really does, but it's so good. So we had we made some mint lemonade and some mint pesto, and oh my gosh, it's so good. And we also have like citrus and fruits and vegetables too. What do you have in your garden?
Well, I live in New York or New Jersey, New York, so I don't have anything in my garden right now because it only stopped snowing about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
But I'm going to plant tomatoes, cucumbers, eggplant, hot peppers, and a bunch of herbs.
Ooh, yum. Yeah, we love to do kind of that same thing, and it's just really, really awesome. But see, here in Louisiana, it's, you know, especially down here, it's kind of easy to grow practically year-round. So we usually always have, you know, some herbs, at least some herbs in the garden. Even when we did have, like, a hard freeze, a lot of our herbs did still stay. And I was like, oh, thank goodness.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really, really awesome. And, oh, my gosh, right now we have, like, strawberries in season.
And, oh, wow, I'm so jealous.
Oh my gosh, Louisiana strawberries are just the best, and they're so good, and they're like sweet and delicious, and there's nothing better than just like a really good old strawberry. Like, it's just
definitely, I can't wait for them to be in season in New York.
Oh, I know, I bet. And right now we have we're probably gonna have tons of blueberries this year. Last year we only had like 3 because we had just bought it, but this year you know, I had time to like grow and everything, so we have so many blueberry buds. I'm just so excited. I can't wait for them to be ready.
That'll be really great. That's exciting.
I know. I'm so excited. Well, lastly, here's a wacky off-the-wall food question. If you could cook with anyone in the world, past or present, with whom would you cook and why?
Anyone in the world, past or present. Could I actually say future? Because the person that I would really like to cook with... isn't here yet. She's my baby daughter. I'm about 8 months pregnant.
Aww.
And I've been cooking with kids, you know, my whole career. I've been an after-school cooking teacher, and I cook with my nieces and nephews and my friends' kids. But I've never cooked with my own kid before, so I'm really excited for my baby daughter to be old enough to cook with, and I can cook.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I'm excited for you.
Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Miss Diana, for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really fun.
You're welcome. You've shown us that eating a family meal together is an important part of childhood, and that everyone can share a family meal on Monday night to start their week off right. If you want to find out more about Diana Rice and the Kids Cook Monday, visit KidChefEliana.com for all the links. I'm inspired to sit down for a delicious family meal while we take a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about 4 times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. At 14, you've become a teenager and are ready to move on to the next phase of your years. The squeals and screams are replaced by slightly less squeals and screams, and you're expected to act a little more grown up. Tune in to Life at 14 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you ready for what's next. Life at 14, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
Thank you. does indie mean? It's short for independent. What does that mean? Whatever you want it to mean. When you are indie, you don't just go with the flow. You set the pace. Indie can mean a style of music, dress, or just a way of life. It's what sets you apart from the rest of the crowd. Everybody has a little bit of indie in them. It's beautiful. It's cool. It's you. Tune in to Indie on Voice America Kids, live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you don't feel indie yet, make it a part of you.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it. And at a very young age, you're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredient is orzo. Let's talk about orzo. Orzo, also known as risoni, is a form of shortcut pasta shaped like a large grain of rice. Orzo is the Italian word for barley. In Italy, the word may also refer to the grain itself, but may also describe a beverage made from roasted barley. The term orzo is almost always used for the pasta in other parts of the world. Most orzo pasta is made with semolina flour. The semolina gives the pasta a firm bite and also helps to hold its shape during cooking. This orzo pasta shape is very popular in soups and stews, largely because of how easily it absorbs liquid. Here's a recipe from the Kids Cook Monday for Mediterranean-inspired orzo salad. The Mediterranean diet puts the spotlight on fruits, veggies, beans, and whole grains. This recipe uses ingredients from each of these categories to create a healthful meal that kids will enjoy. This recipe was created by Joy of Teeny Tiny Food and appears in the free Kids Cook Monday Family Dinner Date ebook. Ingredients: 2 cups whole wheat orzo uncooked, 1 stem of broccoli peeled and chopped into half-inch pieces, 1 carrot peeled and grated, 1.5 cups of grape tomatoes quartered, 1 cup of cannellini beans rinsed and drained, 3 to 4 ounces of firm salty cheese such as ricotta, salata, manori, or halloumi cheese, fresh mint, chives, and parsley finely chopped, salt, pepper, red pepper flakes, and garlic powder to taste, juice and zest of 1 lime, and olive oil to taste. You can also use feta cheese in the recipe, but it will likely melt and become a creamy sauce if the pasta and broccoli are still warm. Directions. Together, prep ingredients. Adult. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil. Together, add the chopped broccoli stems and cook for 1 minute. Add in the chopped broccoli florets and cook for an additional 40 seconds. Adult. Scoop out the stems and florets with a sieve or a slotted spoon and transfer them to a bowl of ice water for around a minute to stop it from cooking further. Then transfer them to a large kitchen towel to drain. Adult. Return the water to a boil and add some olive oil. Cook the orzo according to the directions on the package and drain. Together, return the orzo to the pot. Add the broccoli, carrots, tomatoes, beans, cheese, herbs, olive oil, lime juice, and zest and spices. Mix together, taste, and adjust seasoning as desired. You can serve the salad immediately or let it cool a bit and serve at room temperature. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you'd like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my used toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for Foodie News. I'll give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. Bluebell Ice Cream has recalled all of its ice cream because of Listeria contamination. The company is recalling its ice cream, frozen yogurt, sherbet, and other frozen treats because they could be contaminated with Listeria monocytogens. Health officials have reported that 3 people have died and 5 others have fallen ill from the bacteria that may have come from the Bluebell products. Bluebell's unprecedented decision to recall all of its products came after tests showed that some containers of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream contained Listeria, and the company cannot pinpoint the source of the Listeria. Taco Bell Japan released a marketing video of 2 Japanese rappers rapping a Taco Bell song. While most of it is in Japanese, the hook is actually quite catchy. Visit my blog for a link to the video, which has over 27,000 views on YouTube. A Mississippi State College student brought a George Foreman grill to class, plugged it in, and started cooking baking in the middle of a professor's lecture. I guess his bacon craving couldn't wait until after class. And that's this week's foodie news. Hey, kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me, I'm at KidChefElianna. Send me your questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm KidChefElianna. So, you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for The Cookbook Shelf. In this section, I'll review the latest cookbooks and share it with you. Today's cookbook is National Geographic Kids Cookbook by Martin Siever. Now, this cookbook definitely has creative, kid-friendly recipes that are really easy to follow, prepare, and share. And Chef Martin Siever shares his stories about growing up and about healthy eating. It's categorized by month, and the cookbook is a seasonal offering of recipes, activities, and challenges that you can actually do with your friends or by yourself. You can even learn basic kitchen skills and safety. So that's just really great, and I just love all the recipes in here. It's just super duper cute, and the pictures are really awesome, and the graphics, it's great. All the different activities that are in here are really fun and cute, and it's categorized by month, so like, you know, it says August is the month for family, and then it tells a little story about, you know, background about him and August. There's all kinds of like heritage recipes in here for August, so that's really cool, and I love that. So this is just really awesome, and oh my gosh, the food looks so delicious, and I just love that so much. And what's even, you know, great is that it does have those activities that you can do, and they look really great. And there's a really cute snowman in here in December. I love him. There's pot roast, and there's even all kinds of stuff about decorating in here, and really great. There's a spooky pizza party, and there's sloppy joe, not so sloppy joes, and zesty coleslaw, everything in here. So that's really awesome. Now, I also got a letter from Michelle Obama, which was really, really cool. I was super excited. You know, I checked the mail, and it said, you know, from the White House, and it was to me. And I was just like, really? What is this? And I was like, I gotta open this right away. So I tore it open, and I saw it, and I was like, well, that's so cool. So, you know, it had, like, the letter on, like, cardboard, you know, so it wouldn't wrinkle. And it was signed, and I was just like, wow, it was really cool, you know, thanking for the gift that I sent her, and for, like, supporting, you know, health, you know, being healthy, and that was just really cool, so I love that. I also went to the Southern Food and Beverage Museum grand opening, and they had some demos going on. Well, they had a gala and some demos going on that weekend, and the demos for Saturday and Sunday, the admission was actually free, and I was like, well, why don't we just go? This would be really cool. And I went on Saturday, and I watched Chef Tenny Flynn from GW Finns. And he butchered a whole fish, and he made fish stock, made crawfish etouffee, and, like, red snapper collar, like, in a green curry. And It was awesome. Like, we butchered the fish. He just did it so quickly. I was like, whoa, that was crazy. And, you know, he told lots of great stories. And so he was just super fun. And I got to catch up with a lot of people there as well. And the food was just so, so good. I loved his green curry, the fish collar, you know, red snapper collar. It was really tender and delicious and flaky. And, yeah, that was really good. And the curry part, the sauce was yum. And the crawfish etouffee was really good as well. And then after that, you know, it was just, you know, samples. So after that, Dad was like, I was like, I'm still kind of hungry because I, like, you know, didn't really eat that much so I could go there and taste things. I wouldn't be full. So I was still kind of hungry. And I was like, we should eat some, you know, I guess, you know, sort of in between lunch and dinner. I call lunner. So it was more around dinner time. And I said, why don't we go to Dominica? And Dad's like, oh, okay. And he only ever gets leftovers there. He had actually never been there. So we went there and we shared the gorgonzola pizza, but this time it had like pecans and strawberries and the gorgonzola with the speck, which is like a smoked ham. It was just so amazing. I like the crunch from the pecan and nuttiness, and then the salty gorgonzola, and then it had like the nice smokiness from the ham and the sweetness of the strawberries. Oh my gosh, it was so delicious. I absolutely like that. And we had roasted cauliflower with the whipped feta. I mean, you have to get that when you go there. Well, grab some bacon. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Figure Out This Food. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get a shout-out here. Congratulations to Patricia Mira and Roberto Catacaro for guessing bicolor sweet corn. Let's talk about corn. Corn is called maize by most countries, which is derived from the Spanish word maíz. Corn is a cereal crop that is part of the grass family. An ear or cob of corn is actually part of the flower, and each individual kernel is a seed. On average, an ear of corn has 800 kernels in 16 rows. With the exception of Antarctica, corn is produced on every continent in the world. There are over 3,500 different uses of corn products. It's snacktivity time. Here, I give you fun, easy-breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is roasted corn guaca salsa. Ingredients: 1 avocado mashed, 1 small tomato diced, 1 cup of corn kernels roasted, 2 teaspoons of onion minced, 1 clove of garlic minced, 1 teaspoon of fresh lemon thyme, 1 teaspoon of fresh parsley chopped, 1 teaspoon of pickled jalapenos minced, 1 lime juice, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Directions: just mix them all together in a large bowl and serve with tortilla chips or as a side with your favorite Mexican dish. Hey, young chefs, you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. This is a recipe for Globin's soft and chewy chocolate chip cookies. Jenna Gershko of Globin, who was a guest a couple of weeks ago, gave us this delicious recipe. Ingredients: 2 and 1/4 cups all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 cup or 2 sticks of unsalted butter room temperature, 1/2 cup of granulated sugar, 1 cup of packed light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of Lafonza pure ground vanilla, 2 large eggs, and 2 cups, or about 12 ounces, of semi-sweet and or milk chocolate chips. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. In a small bowl, whisk together the flour and baking soda. Set it aside. In the bowl of an electric mixer, fitted with the paddle attachment, combine the butter with both sugars. Beat on medium speed until light and fluffy. Reduce speed to low. Add the salt, vanilla, and eggs. Beat until well mixed about 1 minute. Add flour mixture and mix until just combined. Stir in the chocolate chips. Drop heaping tablespoon-sized balls of dough about 2 inches apart on baking sheets lined with parchment paper. Bake until cookies are golden around the edges, but still soft in the center, 8 to 10 minutes. Remove from the oven and let it cool on a baking sheet for 1 to 2 minutes. Transfer to a wire rack and let it cool completely. Store the cookies in an airtight container at room temperature for up to 1 week. It's time for Kitchen Crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's kitchen craft is how to make herb chalkboard spoons. Supplies: metal spoons, chalkboard paint, paintbrush, chalk pen, spray lacquer, and a small bowl filled with rice. Instructions: Step 1. With the chalkboard paint, paint the spoons on both sides of the ends of the spoons, the end that goes in your mouth. Step 2. Place handle side in rice to allow to paint the painted side to dry. Step 3. With the chalk pen, write the name of your herb on the flattest side of the spoon. Step 4. Spray both sides of the spoon with spray lacquer to protect the writing and to protect the spoon from rusting, and allow it to dry. Step 5. Place spoon handle side in the dirt inside your pot of herbs. And you can also actually do this, you know, with your vegetables or fruit, too. The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me, too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. And remember, my Parents' Choice Approved award-winning cookbook and the Latino Book Award winner, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana, and my newest cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Fresh and Fit, are available at any online book retailer. Now, this weekend I also had quite a busy weekend. It was really fun as well. Sunday, I actually went to the St. Bernard Gives Back Sweets and Treats Gala at the Sylvia Gilliatt Estate. And I actually, you know, did some service hours there. So that was really great. You know, we went there. It's all, you know, St. Bernard. And when we got there, I, like, you know, first they're like, okay, you know, eat some food first. And then you can, you know, do your work. So I ate some really good food. Like, pretty much a bunch of different people brought food there. And, you know, just kind of take your plate, go around, get whatever you want. And it was so good. There's so many great things. It was crazy. I loved everything that I had there. They had things like little mini muffalatas. There's like, you know, finger sandwiches. But then there was also stuff like pork, like pulled pork. And they had like these, I don't know, artichoke balls. And then the crab balls. There's like a cheese plate with like different fruits, and they also had like, I don't know, some kind of like, oh, they had like deviled eggs, and there was some kind of like deviled eggs with, or not deviled eggs, like some kind of like shrimp dip with like caviar, or crab dip with like caviar on top, and that was so good. There was just so many different things, and I was so stuffed. But what was even crazier was the desserts room. Yes, like the whole, like a huge room just filled with desserts. You know, it is the Sweets and Treats Gal, so, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. And I actually made some little tiny, like mini pralines, and they were really cute. So I brought those, and they were gone. Everyone loved those, but there were just so many desserts. I couldn't even handle it. I don't even think I tried them all. That's how many desserts there were. And most of they were just all pretty small, since there were a lot of them. But I just couldn't eat it all. And I was like, oh my gosh, if I go anymore, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I had, there were like lemon bars and pralines, muffins, cupcakes, little tiny like meringues with chocolate on them. And what else? Like bread pudding, tres leches, brownies, cookies, little, I don't know, everything. Little, tiny little cream puffs, and it was crazy. I don't know. There was, like, oh, coconut macaroons, and little puff pastry dessert things, and these, like, little tiny lemon coconut cheesecakes, and Yeah, it was just so much food. I could barely walk. I was just like, oh my gosh, how am I going to serve this food? It was just really good though. But, the rest of the time I like walked around the tray. I put an apron on. It was like really cute. It actually matched my outfit that I was wearing. It was, I got a cupcake apron. And then I just walked around with trays of food and passed it out to, offered them to people. So that was really fun. So I liked doing that. And I was super stuffed. And then at the end, they're like, oh, well, since you worked hard. And, they had a ton, like literally just so much dessert at the end. They didn't know what to do with it. They're just like, take some boxes home of food. And I was like, okay. So I took like a huge giant box of desserts home. That was actually really, that was good. I just like filled it with whatever I could. And I was like, oh, I'll just bring some to my friends for school the next day. And, we had a whole box of savory food as well. And then the next day at school, I had like one sandwich, like tiny sandwich, like the muffaletta, and then the rest of it was like literally all dessert. But it tasted good. And that was just really fun. It was just really gorgeous, the estate. There was like a bridge and pond and fountains and oh my gosh, it was gorgeous. But I love doing that. And then at Noka, we made some macaroons. That was really fun. We got into groups and, we could add our own flavorings to the macaroons. So we colored ours like an aqua color. And we decided to do like an orange mint buttercream with a lime basil macaroon. Like the actual cookie part was of macaroon with lime basil. Oh my gosh, it tasted so delicious. We had delicious, and we had like a little fuchsia flower on top that was edible. It was just so gorgeous, and I loved that. And we also did a freestyle the next day. We did like an entree, and we could do whatever we want. And I made like a frike salad, which is like a type of grain, and with strawberries, roasted carrots, and pistachios, and it was just all really, really good. And I loved it. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from Sean Aker. The more you believe in your own ability to succeed, the more likely it is that you will. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by Kidstar for the Voice America Kids Network. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Bookworm. Now from the Kid Star of the Month, here is the Whiz Pops and their song, Octopus.
Well, I'm an octopus with eight arms on my body, which would come in handy if I practice karate. But I don't practice karate because I'm an invertebrate. I'm spineless, but I've got ink, and I don't mind squirting it, yeah. When I eat, I use my beak and fill them up with my saliva. I suck them down, each one about it helps me stay alive. I'm an octopus and I'm a funky cephalopod. If I lose an arm, I'll grow it back right where it was on my body. My pigment cells are there to change my skin with camouflage. But more it comes, I'm elusive as a mirage, yeah.
swimming through the water, just to set the fire. Swimming through the sea, I'm octopus. Swimming through the water, just to set the fire. Swimming through the sea.
That was the Whiz Pops from the Kidstar album of the month.